Let's go, let's go. Hey, well, good morning, guys. And if any of you feel the need to debate A&M versus UT, find me after, okay? But I will say this, all right, just to be abundantly clear. One, they don't play anymore, but if they did, I've left my childish ways behind me, and I will come out and say before all of you that I would pull for UT to beat A&M. So for whatever it's worth, there you go. But figured I need to get that out in the open. But much more importantly than wearing the label of an A&M fan or UT fan, we are concluding our series called Labeled this morning, where we've been talking about the different labels, some that we all wear, being the Imago Dei, that God has made all of us in the image of God. 2 weeks ago then, we talked about chasing labels, how we desire for different labels to give us value, significance, and worth. And last week, we talked about what do we do with the labels that we don't want, that we've been given by others, we've been given ourselves, or whatever, and how Christ has offered all of us a new label. And then this morning, we're going to close by talking about the label that matters most. Okay, let me pray for us and we'll dive in. Lord, thank you for this morning. God, I pray, Lord, for the truth of your word to be spoken powerfully this morning. Lord, would you, by your Spirit, illuminate our minds, enlighten our hearts to understand the truth of the gospel and how it changes our lives. Lord, that we were lost, without hope, dead in our sins, but you, because you love us, would come to make us alive through your Son. Lord, I pray that you would change our lives. Lord, I pray that you'd use this time, and Lord, do what only you can do. We trust you and pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, here is what is often true. In life, the end of things often helps us understand what is most important. Okay, think about this. Like if you're training for a marathon, that process is grueling. I mean, you have to train, otherwise you're not going to make it through 26.1 miles. But whenever you cross that finish line, right, where you have run and you've run and you've run and you cross to the finish, in that moment, you're probably feeling a lot of things. But one thing that you know for certain in that moment is whether or not you've prepared, whether or not you have done what you needed to do to get to that moment. And you know at that time what was most important along the way as you trained, right? Like how much you should have run at this point or how much water you should have had at this instance in time. And so you know what is important once you cross that finish line. It's like that with a lot of things. Like if you're studying for a test, after that test, you're like, dang, I really should have studied that. That would have been important to know. It's like that whenever you finish a season, you know, you conclude it and you're like, man, I really wish as I looked back, I would have known what I know now. The end of things often helps us clarify what's really important. And the reason I say that is because I want for us this morning to consider the end of things. And look, I don't mean this in a morbid way. I don't say any of this to make you fearful or scared. But one thing that we know, one of the only guarantees of life is that it isn't going to last forever, right? One of the only certainties that any of us have in life is we know that it's not going to last forever. And so what I want us to do this morning is to consider the end, because I think it helps us clarify in this present moment what is most important. As we consider the end, it clarifies what is most important. And so what we're going to talk about is how at the end of our lives, there's only going to be one single label that matters most. And it's this: are you forgiven or are you not? Do you wear the label of forgiven by God or not? That is the label that matters most. I ended last week talking about how Christ has offered all of us a new label. And I said, if we have not received that new label and put that new label on of forgiven by God, then we still wear the worst label of all time, the label that none of us want, which is that we are still dead in our sins. We are still lost without hope. Our sins are still fully deserving of God's wrath, and we would be eternally separated from God. Hebrews 9:27 says this, that it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Like I said earlier, death is certain. We know it's going to happen. None of us are immortal. But here's what's also true, is that while death is certain, when we die is not, right? Nobody in this room knows at what point our life is going to end and we're going to go, as Hebrews 9:27 says, and stand before God someday. None of us know when that's going to happen. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be 10 months from now, 10 years from now, 70 years from now. But the reality is that none of us know when our end is going to come. And so here's why that's important, is because if we die without ever having trusted in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, then we are still wearing the label of dead in our sins, and we would be eternally separated from God. But I have some good news for everybody in this room this morning, is that you're still living, right? You are still living in this present moment right now. It's the moment that we know that we have. The only moment that we know for certain that we have. And what I want to share this morning is about the good news of the label that matters most, which is that for every one of you here in this morning, here in this room this morning, is that Christ has offered you the label of forgiven by God. That your sins, what would separate you from God, you can be forgiven of that and be reconciled to God. God's word tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Meaning there is not a single person sitting here in this room this morning, myself included, that is without sin. That we have not blatantly disobeyed God, chose to rebel against him, and our sin deserves God's wrath and it leads to death. Romans 6:23 tells us that. That the wages of our sin, our choosing our own way over God's, is deserving and leads us to death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our sin has separated from us from God, and our good works. You coming here to Wake this morning, you reading your Bible, even if you read it every single day, you being labeled as the good kid at school, you doing all the right things, none of that can close the gap between us and a perfect, holy God. Because a perfect, holy God requires that a perfect sacrifice be made, which none of us can offer. And that's the good news, is because God shows his love for us in Romans 5:8, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ is the perfect sacrifice on our behalf that offers us the label of forgiven, because we couldn't clean ourselves up, so he did what we could not. So that we're told in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, not just Savior, but Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, I mean, you believe that Jesus really, truly, physically walked this earth as this perfect Son of God and hung from a cross for your sins and for mine, and was crucified and died and was buried and then rose again 3 days later, proving that he was the Son of God and proving that he was indeed the sacrifice that we all needed. If you believe that and that he died for you, then what this says is that you will be saved. You will be saved. That's a promise. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Guys, this is the gospel. This is the good news that should radically and does radically change our lives if we follow Jesus. That he alone has offered us this label of forgiven, the forgiveness of all of our sins, all that we've ever done, all that we will do, and it is a free gift. Meaning you don't have to earn it. There's nothing you can do to earn it. A free gift is merely received. He's offered you a new label that's merely to be received and then to change the way that we live from there on out. And so the reality is, like I said at the beginning, if we consider the end, all of us, every one of us here in this room this morning is someday going to stand before God. Every one of us. And all that is going to matter in that moment is not, were you popular? Were you smart? Were you fast? Were you short? Were you tall? Were you the cool kid? Did you make good grades? Were you the most athletic? Were you the funniest kid in class? None of those things are going to matter. The only label that is going to matter is, are we forgiven by God through Christ alone, or are we not? Have we received that label? And so here's what we're going to do this morning. We want to give you some time merely to reflect, to think about that, to consider that, because we think that is the most important thing. That is the most important message that we could possibly teach you at Wake for your entire life. And here's what's true, is that there's largely two people here in this room this morning. There's those of you who have already received that label of forgiven by God. You have already put your hope and your faith in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And let me be clear, you don't need to receive that label all over again. You've already received it. But here's what still might be true of you, is that in this series, we've talked about labels that we've been chasing, or labels that we don't want, that we think still mark or identify our lives. And so for you, during these next few minutes, I want you to think about that. Hopefully you've already thought about it and talked about it in your small groups. But think about it. What are those things I've been chasing, or what labels don't I want? And every one of you has sticky notes underneath your chair with a pen. And for you, you can get them in a second. But for you, I want you to think about those, and I want you to write what is that label that you're chasing onto that sticky note. And then as you feel comfortable, or as you want to, you could come up here and place that sticky note on this cross as a reminder to you for Christ's payment for your sins, that he has reconciled you once for all to himself through Christ, who died on the cross for you. And then we're going to have labels scattered up here on stage that say forgiven on them. Okay, let me be clear. Just because you wear that sticker doesn't really mean anything. It's a reminder to you of the fact that you have been forgiven by God. And then there's others of you in this room this morning that maybe you've never received that label of forgiven by God. Not because God can't forgive you. Not because your sins are too much for God. Not because you've gone too far. But because you've never placed your full faith and trust in Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins. And if that's you this morning, I want to say thank you for being here. And we are really, really glad that you're here to hear this message this morning. And so what I want to invite you to do, we're going to have those scriptures that I just read and talked through up on the screen. And during this time, I invite you to read those, to think about these. This is the truth of God's word and what God has done for you because he loves you. And I'd invite you to think on it, to pray about it. And right now, in this moment, this could be your first time to receive the free gift of salvation through Christ, where you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, where you confess your sins to him, saying, I can't close this gap on my own. And so I trust the full payment of Christ on my behalf. I receive that free gift. Lord, would you forgive me of your sins and help me to walk now in the new way of life, in the new creation that you've made me to be through Christ. And so this time is yours. If you have questions about something, grab your leader. Y'all can go out into the lobby or do what you need to do. This is your time. But we want to give you this moment in the stillness to think on it and to come and place your labels up here. And to receive and to be reminded of the label of forgiven that you can wear. And so you can grab those labels. This time is yours. We'll give you a few minutes and they'll come back up. All right. Hey guys, this is amazing. Let's bring it down for just a second. Guys, this is incredible. And I hope that this moment, guys, I mean, there are just hundreds of sticky notes up here. Things that I hope truly that as you wrote those things on a label, whether you have already received that label of forgiven by God through Christ, I pray that these things, the beauty of the cross is that what we have in Christ is the assurance that label that matters most, forgiven by him, that none of these labels, whatever you wrote on here, no longer have to identify you or control the way that you live, for you've been given a new identity in Christ. forgiven by God. On that label, on that sticker, if you took it, is Titus 3:5. It's going to be on the screens. I want us to read this together. This is what it says. You have that scripture, Hudson? For we ourselves were once foolish, meaning these are old labels, foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But this is the good news. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared through Christ, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. The old is gone. Behold, the new has come. So we're going to close by just reflecting on those truths through song. We sang it earlier, but hallelujah for the cross. Thank you, Jesus. We were once a prisoner and now we're not. We were once foolish, disobedient, caring about things that don't really matter. And now you've shown us what matters most. And so let's respond as we consider the song.
By your stripes and by your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. By your stripes I'm in. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. By your stripes I'm in. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. By your stripes I live.
By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I God, hallelujah for the cross. Thank you for your son. Will we never forget the sacrifice and the payment that was made for us? I pray that we would live our lives in a manner worthy of that. And so God, help us to do that. Let it be you through us. We give you this week. And in your name we pray. Amen.